The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
What would you like for Christmas? Have you been a goo little child this year? I hope so. I thought it'd be fitting to give you a story to put you in that horror day feeling. So sit back, sip on your hot cocoa, and get ready to scream in terror because tonight's tale is about a hardened criminal who carries out a robbery at Christmas time. Think you're brave enough to listen? Well, let's find out. I call this one, You Better Watch Out. Enjoy.
As Tommy Wilson walked through the main entrance of the mall and into the foyer, he heard the loudspeakers playing Christmas music. Shoppers were milling around, rushing to buy gifts for their loved ones. It was December 23rd, and after the stores closed that night, there would only be one day of shopping left before Christmas. He strolled past Santa's Village, where a fat old man in a tattered beard was handing out cheap presents to an assortment of children. Behind him was a tall Christmas tree, decorated with sparkling lights and shimmering ornaments and candy canes. A train jerked past on a track, going around and around in a circle, carrying a load of presents. And all around the mall, there was a large number of mannequins, dressed in Santa suits. They stood there silent and motionless as customers filed past. The strange thing about them was they all had a particular design. Their mouths were hanging open, and Tommy noticed that their eyes seemed to follow him as they walked past. Despite the warm temperature inside the mall, he found himself shivering a little. Something about these weird-looking mannequins really creeped him out. And as the speakers continued to play holiday music, Tommy went up the escalator and made his way to the jewelry store. He had a content smile on his face and was planning to buy an expensive necklace for his girlfriend. This was their first Christmas they'd be spending together since Tommy had been released from prison. And it was also the first Christmas that he'd be buying presents with money he actually earned himself. Tommy had spent 2 years in jail for breaking and entering. While he was locked up, his girlfriend stuck with him, visiting him at least once a week. She made him promise that he would give up his life of crime and become an upstanding member of society. Tommy was determined to keep that promise, and as soon as he got out of prison, he found himself an honest job that paid a decent wage. It wasn't a lot, but at least he wasn't doing anything illegal. As soon as he entered the jewelry store, Tommy suddenly stopped in his tracks. He was shocked to see someone he had hoped he would never, ever lay eyes on again. Willie, Snake, Marco. Less than 3 years before, they had been partners in a crime. When Tommy was a teenager, Willie had taken him under his wing and started him on a bad path. He had showed Tommy all the tricks of the trade. How to hotwire a car, how to get past an alarm system, and how to always stay one step ahead of the cops. And all that came to an end one fateful night when they broke into a warehouse. The police had been keeping the place under surveillance and Tommy was caught red-handed. Willie was waiting in the car outside and when the cops swooped in, he managed to escape. Tommy was not so lucky. He was arrested, charged and sentenced and spent 2 long years in prison. Willie always had a strange look in his eyes, the kind of look that told you he was up to no good. And as Tommy stood there and watched the older man, he saw the same devious look in his eye. He knew what Willie was planning to do. He had his eye on all the expensive jewelry in the display case, and Tommy was sure he had no intention on buying any of it. And he slid up to Willie and gave him a nudge. "Don't do it," he whispered. "It's not worth it, man." And Willie turned his head.
"Huh. Well, if it isn't Goody Two-Shoes. I thought you were in the slammer when they let your sorry butt out. And since when did it become your business to give me advice?" Just because one of us went soft doesn't mean the other has to.
Tommy sighed. Look, I'm just warning you, he said. And if I could turn my life around, so can you, man.
Look, I don't need no sorry ex-con telling me what to do. Besides, do you think I'm dumb enough to carry out this job in broad daylight? You always were a stupid one. If I try anything now, with all these people around, I'll get nabbed for sure. And end up just like you. I'm too smart for that. I'll come back and do my Christmas shopping tonight, when all the stores are closed.
Willie stormed out of the shop, leaving Tommy standing there, shaking his head in disappointment. Later that night, after all the stores had closed and the workers had gone for the night, Willie's van pulled up in a little alley behind the mall. He quickly bypassed the alarm system and, taking a crowbar out of his van, forced open the emergency exit. He slipped inside and carefully closed the door behind him. Then, he made his way back upstairs to the second floor. When he came to the jewelry store, he kneeled down in front of the display case and took out his lockpick. Within a few minutes, he had all the cases open and was filling a canvas bag with gold and silver jewelry. Just as he was tossing in the last items into a sack, he heard the mall's loudspeaker spring to life.
You better watch out, you better not cry.
Willie was frightened and he decided it was time to make his getaway. Clutching the bag of jewelry in his hands, he scrambled out of the store and made his escape, running back the way he had come. However, when he reached the back stairs, he stopped suddenly and stared in shock.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
In the dim light, he could make out somebody standing at the top of the stairs, blocking his way. And at first, he thought it was a woman, but then he looked closer and realized it was a mannequin, dressed in a Santa suit. Its mouth hung open and his eyes stared at him.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sensing something was wrong, Willie doubled back and headed to the escalator. When he caught a glance over his shoulder, he thought he saw the mannequin following him.
He's making a list and checking it twice.
Slowly, the escalator descended and, when he reached the bottom, Willie made for the exit. Again, he stopped in his tracks. Standing in front of each exit, blocking his way, was one of the same mannequins. As Willie tried to make sense of the situation, he thought he saw the mannequins begin to move their arms and legs. He turned to retreat up the escalator, but there were two more mannequins blocking his path.
He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Willie cried out in terror as the mannequins advanced towards him. They surrounded him, cutting off any escape routes. As they closed in, their hands reached out and grasped at him. Their eyes grew wide and their jaws dropped open, revealing rows of serrated teeth. He tried to fight them off, but there were too many of them. They overwhelmed him and, as he collapsed to the floor, they swarmed over him and he felt their cold fingers clawing at his clothes, tearing out his hair and ripping into his flesh. And the last thing he heard was,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bright and early the next morning, the staff at the mall arrived and began opening their stores. The employees in the jewelry shop found everything just as they had left it the night before. The display cases were all locked and the jewelry was all in its proper place. The store had only been open for 5 minutes when suddenly, terrified screams were heard echoing around the mall. The employees looked out the door and saw a middle-aged woman standing outside, pointing at the display window and screaming her lungs out. There was something wrong with the mannequin in the display. Blood was dripping down his torso and pooling on the ground. On the mannequin's shoulders, where its head should have been, there was something else. A different head. A severed human head. As the store employees gathered around the window and stared in horror at the terrifying sight, the mall's mannequin stood there silent and motionless in their positions. And the loudspeakers blared out a Merry Christmas tune.
So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
I've always found mannequins to be quite creepy, but now I'm done. Hopefully I don't run into any today when I'm shopping. What did you think of this tale, my foul friends? Didn't it just put you in the Yuletide spirit? Now it's time for one of my funny bones. Okay, well, why don't you ever see Santa Claus in the hospital? because he has private elf care. Well, boos and girls, that's all the time we have for this episode. Now I'll see you next year with an all-new season of My Terror Tales. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already, so you'll be notified with all new thrills and all new terror. And the same old host. So, until next time, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good fright.